Well, good morning. It is good to be back with you all. It's good to see everyone, and thank you so much for letting me come back. I appreciate it very much. I always enjoy every opportunity that I have to come and be with you all and share with you all. Our scripture text this morning is out of Psalm 121, and could we read that together? Would y'all mind reading with me this morning? I always like it when we read God's Word together. And so we'll read both of those verses. Let's read those. It says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Most of you know a little bit about me. I've been here a few times, and you know a little bit about me. Back in the 1980s, I pastored full-time at the Dabney Baptist Church. Me and my wife lived on the field. We were there for 6.5 years as full-time pastor. And then after 6.5 years, we were called to the Georgetown Baptist Church, Georgetown, Indiana, just outside of New Albany, Indiana. And one of the things when I was pastoring at Georgetown was we had a mowing rotation. And we had people in the church that signed up to mow the yard. The church owned a lawnmower, and men and some women would just sign up, and then they would mow 1 week, and then you'd have that rotation going around. And so that was kind of fun. And it just so happened that one day I was in the church, and I walked out of the church, and I saw Woody mowing the churchyard. It was Woody's day. It was Woody's day to mow the churchyard, and he was mowing the churchyard, and we had a riding mower that had the motor in the back. The motor was in the back of this riding mower, and so Woody is mowing the churchyard, and I walk out, and I happen to notice that the motor of the lawnmower was on fire. There was flames coming out of the motor of the lawnmower. Now, you've seen those drag races where they take off and they go real fast and the fire comes out? Woody wasn't mowing that fast. He just had fire coming out of the motor. And so I quickly ran over and I yelled at Woody, because I could just imagine that fire getting into the gas tank and the whole thing just blowing up and Woody flying up in the air. And I didn't think his wife would appreciate that too much. And so anyway, I ran over and I told Woody, I said, Woody, the lawnmower's on fire. You need to get off the lawnmower. And he looked and saw, and he got off the lawnmower, and we ran a safe distance away and just stood there and watched the lawnmower burn up. Boy, it was exciting, wasn't it? Wasn't it exciting? So anyway, it was amazing that our church had insurance on the property of the church. And so the insurance company counted the lawnmower as being church property, and they paid us for the lawnmower, and we were to go out and buy a brand new lawnmower for $8,000. I said, that's more than I paid for some of my cars, that I've owned. And so we went out and we bought this $8,000 lawnmower. It was beautiful. It was like the Cadillac of lawnmowers. It was like a zero turn radius and all this kind of stuff. And it was just incredible. Beautiful, wonderful, brand new lawnmower. And so when it came my day to mow the churchyard, I was scared to death. I was scared to death to get on this brand new lawnmower, because I thought, I'm going to do something to it. And then they're going to say, Pastor Mike tore up the brand new church lawnmower we paid $8,000 for. So anyway, I'm on this lawnmower, and I'm so careful. I'm just so careful, and I'm just mowing, and I'm focused. I'm focused, because I want to make sure I don't do anything. I don't run over something, hit a rock or, whatever, and tear up the new mower. So I am so focused driving this new mower around the church property. Well, it turned out that as I was driving the mower, mowing the yard, focused on everything in front of me to make sure that I didn't run over anything or run into anything, this mower had a the roll bar, is that what they call it? The little bar that goes up over the seat, is that what they call that? The lawnmower had one of those bars on it. And so I happened to go under a tree as I was mowing. And I happened to go under the tree, and I'm so focused to make sure that I don't run into anything and I don't hit anything. The limb caught underneath that roll bar. The limb caught right underneath that roll bar, picked me and the lawnmower up off the ground. It did. I'm not kidding. All of a sudden, I'm driving, and I'm not driving on the ground anymore. I'm up in the air, and I'm going, what in the world? And that limb had caught that roll bar, and then finally it set me back down. The moral of the story is sometimes we need to lift up our eyes. Sometimes we need to lift up our eyes, because I was so focused on the ground, I didn't lift up my eyes to see that there was a limb coming and it was going to pick me up off the ground. And so this morning, what I want to share with you for a few minutes together is for us to lift up our eyes. That's what it says here. It says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my what? My help. We need to lift our eyes. And I really believe that this is the time in which we need to lift up our eyes. I really do. I believe we need to lift up our eyes, because I feel and I fear that we spend a lot of time looking down when we as Christians should be looking up. We need to lift our eyes is what we need to be doing. You don't see very many newspapers today. In fact, the newspaper in Louisville, Kentucky is about to just completely shut down completely. But, you know, the other day I was in the chili place. Is it Gold Star? Is that what it is? And right there by the checkout, they've got newspapers. And what I do is I'll just stand there and I read the newspaper, and I'm thinking, should I be paying for this? Since I'm reading the newspaper, should I, you know, be buying a newspaper? But I'm just reading the headlines. Have you all noticed that most of the time headlines are negative? You notice that? Most of the time headlines are negative. And, you know, I can remember when me and my wife lived in Louisville, Kentucky, and we had a subscription to the Courier Journal there in Louisville, and we just quit taking it, and they kept calling us on the phone saying, why'd you quit taking the paper? And I just told them, I said, every headline is negative. Every article is negative. It's just negative, negative, negative. So we can get bogged down in the headlines if we're not careful. And instead of looking down, what do we need to do? We need to look up. We need to lift our eyes. That's what it says. It says, I will lift up my eyes. We need to lift up our eyes. Now, let me ask a question here. Do any of y'all read headlines off of your phone? You read headlines off of your phone? This is the new newspaper, isn't it? In other words, we used to get a newspaper and we used to read a newspaper. Now we read the headlines off of our phones. And my wife does that. My wife does that all the time. And she will tell me, she goes, have you seen what's going on with so-and-so? Have you seen what's happening in this and that? And I love my wife dearly, but I just say, you know, you need to kind of quit reading this stuff. You really do. You need to kind of quit reading this stuff, because this stuff will drag you down. This stuff will get you worried. This stuff will get you scared. And so instead of looking down, what do we need to do? We need to look up. We need to lift our eyes unto the hills. And I really believe that. And this is what God's Word is telling us, that we need to raise our eyes. We need to lift up our eyes. We really do, because, folks, I'm serious. If we spend hours looking at these phones, which we do, we absolutely do, and some people look at the phones while they drive. Have y'all noticed that? Scares me to death. I'll be driving down the road, and I'll be car over here, and I'll look over there, and they're not even watching the road. They got their phone going like this. I'm going, don't do that. Please don't do that. Please don't do that. Because it scares me when they don't watch the road and they got their eyes on their phones almost all the time. I don't think it's good for us. I don't think it's good for us. I think the Bible tells us that we need to lift our eyes. We need to put our eyes on God. That's what we need to do. That's what we need to be about, lifting our eyes to the Lord. More than ever, in our world situation, we need to be lifting our eyes. We need to be lifting our eyes. One of the things that I love to do at night before I go to bed is I like to go out on my front porch, even when it's cold. And I like to go out on my front porch and I just like to look up. I just like to look up, because how often do we look up? If you stop and think about it, how many times do we look up? How many times do we raise our eyes? Or how much of the time are we so focused on stuff that we really shouldn't be focused on? Looking at things we shouldn't be looking at. But I love to go out on my porch right at dark, right at night before I go to bed, and I look up in the heavens and I go, good grief, God made all of this. You ever do that? You ever look up in the sky and you see the stars and you see everything and you go, can you believe that we've got a God that made all of this? Folks, that's lifting your eyes. That's lifting your eyes. And when you lift up your eyes, the Bible says, I will lift up my eyes from the hills from which cometh my help. Boy, that helps you. It helps you when you lift your eyes. It helps you when you look up. The other day I was out in my yard, and I have a lot of trees in my yard, and I just started looking at my trees growing in my yard. They're huge. They grow so I don't even know how many hundreds of feet that them trees grow up in the air. And I'm saying, who could have done this? Who could have done this, that only a God in heaven could take a tree from almost a little bitty tiny seed and grow it to where it is so tall that it towers? It towers above everything else. And I'm thinking, man, isn't it great to lift up your eyes sometimes? Isn't it great? And I thought, you know, this is amazing. I'm just standing out here in my yard looking at my trees. Saying, wow, this is so neat. This is so neat. My neighbors were probably going, what's that kook doing over there? Why is he just looking up in the air like that? You know, what's the matter with him? It's good to lift up our eyes. It's good to lift up our eyes and see God. And see what God has done. And see what God is doing. That's what we need to be looking at. That's what we need to be looking at. My wife bought me a bird feeder for Christmas. Isn't that great? Isn't that great? A bird feeder for Christmas. I mean, that's wonderful. And I'm serious. Y'all think, oh, he's just up there, you know, being sarcastic. But I really like that. And so I took that bird feeder and I filled it up. She even bought me a bag of bird feed. Man, she thought of everything. And I filled that thing up with bird seed and I hung it right along our walk as you go out of our door. And I don't know if y'all know this or not. Do y'all, many body watch birds, bird feeders, bird watchers? Okay. All right. I didn't realize that birds are so active in the mornings. They're real active in the mornings, because I would come outside when I get up in the morning before I turn on my computer, because once I turn on my computer, I'm going to be doing school stuff for the next, you know, 3-4 hours. And so before I get into my computer and open up my computer, first thing I do is I walk right out on the porch and the birds are frolicking. You like that word, frolicking? I can't spell it, but I like it. But the birds are frolicking and they're just all over, and you got this bird comes in and it leaves and another bird comes in and it leaves. And I'm going, God made all this. God made all this, and it's such a inspiration. It's such a joy to lift my eyes and see God than it is to be looking at things that just really, you know, why aren't we lowering our eyes? We need to lift up our eyes. We need to lift up our eyes. Have y'all seen this new television show that's on? I don't know if y'all watch very much television, but have y'all seen this new television show that's on? It's all about, wait a minute, we're supposed to be lifting up our eyes, right? We're supposed to be lifting up our eyes. But that television show, have you seen it? It's really, we're supposed to be lifting up our eyes. And that's another area that we really need to lift up our eyes, because folks, if we get so focused on television, television will just drag you down. It just drag you down. You ever watch a television show that's so bad after it's over you feel like you need to go brush your teeth and get that bad taste out of your mouth? But that's what it does. That's what it does. And you're shaking your head no, and I'm glad you don't. You know, it's amazing that you know, to lift our eyes away from those things. And sometimes you really do have to lift up your eyes, because did you know that there are people today that actually mount their televisions up on the walls? There's actually people that do that. I went over to my daughter's house not too long ago, and my daughter, she mounted her TV up on the wall, and I thought, man, how do you watch TV like this? You know, how do you do that? I don't want my TV, you know. But, you know, talking about lifting up your eyes, you really have to lift up your eyes in that situation. But that's what the Lord wants us to do. He wants us to lift our eyes. When it comes to things that are going to drag us down, lift your eyes up. Lift your eyes up when you see them. Lift your eyes up and say, I will lift mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. That's what I'm going to do. That next verse says in verse 2. Read that with me. Let's read that verse 2. My help cometh from the Lord. My help cometh from the Lord. Where does my help come from? Does it really? Maybe that should read, maybe my help will come from the Lord. Perhaps. Could be. Maybe. What does it say? My help cometh from the Lord. That's what it says. It doesn't say, you know what, if you get lucky, your help will come from the Lord. It doesn't say that. And that's why we need to understand that my help cometh from the Lord. My help cometh from the Lord. The other day, I read this. I thought it was a cute story. There was a pastor, and the pastor was walking through a neighborhood, and he sees this little boy. And this little boy's trying to reach the doorbell, but he's too short. He can't reach the doorbell. And the little boy's trying to reach the doorbell, and he can't reach the doorbell. So the pastor walks by, and the pastor thinks, well, I'll help him. He needs some help. I'll help this little boy. So he picks this little boy up, and he makes him to where he can reach the doorbell. And the little boy ding-dongs on the doorbell, and the pastor sets the little boy down, and he goes, now what? And the little boy says, now we run. Little boy needed help. We need help sometimes, don't we? Isn't there true that in life, times come that we need help? We need help sometimes in life. And the Bible says here that my help comes from the Lord. God knows we need help. And sometimes the greatest prayer that we can pray is, God, I need your help. Sometimes that's the greatest prayer that we can pray. It's just out of a heart of desperation. Just say, God, I need your help. God, I need your help. God, I don't know. I can't handle this on my own. God, I need your help. And the Bible says, my help cometh from the Lord. God's going to help you. God's going to help me in those times when we pray that cry, Lord, I need your help. Lord, I need your help. I may have mentioned to you before that I have a little grandson, 2 years old. Love him to death. 2-year-old little grandson. He's only 2 feet tall. He's little. And he's my youngest daughter's son. The little ones we meet at my oldest daughter's house, because it's kind of in between. I live in Greenville. My daughter with the kids lives in Jeffersonville. So my oldest daughter lives in between in New Albany. So we meet there at her house. And my oldest daughter has made a room just dedicated to toys. Isn't that the greatest thing? Just dedicated to toys. And the two grandkids can go in there and just mess up the room all they want to. And then she just shuts the door. She shuts the door. In this playroom, in this toy room, on the door frame, she's put a little basketball goal. And it's kind of like a Nerf goal for Nerf and stuff like that. She put up a little basketball goal. So the other night we're over there, and my little grandson, he's playing with the toys, and he finds the ball, and he picks the ball up, and he knows what that ball's for. He knows what it's for. So he walks over to the door, and the goal is up there, and he's down here. And the goal is up there, and he's down here. And he was really interesting because he studied this thing. He studied it. He had the ball in his hand, walks over there, and he just kind of studies it for a minute. And he kind of looks at it, and he kind of looks at it, and then he kind of looks at himself, and then he kind of looks at it. And then he comes over to me. He comes over to me, and he does this. Isn't that the greatest thing in the world? Isn't it the greatest thing in the world? I tell you what, there's nothing better than that. And he came over, and he went like this. What was he doing? He was saying, I need some help. He's saying, I need your help to get this ball into that basketball goal up there. He said, I need your help. We have a Heavenly Father that we can go to, and we can say to our Heavenly Father, boy, I don't think I can reach that. I don't think I can get that high. God, will you help me? God, will you help me? God, will you pick me up? Oh, man. God, will you pick me up and will you hold me so that I can make this basket? And God says, my help cometh from the Lord. Yes. Yes, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. I will help you. Yes, absolutely. I'll pick you up. Well, that's good preaching this morning, isn't it? That's good preaching this morning. The Bible assures us, it assures us that our help cometh from the Lord. And we say that in church, but tomorrow it will be just as real. We say that in church today, and we preach a message on this today, and you hear my message this morning and you're nodding in approval, but this same thing works tomorrow. The same thing works on your job. The Lord is my help. The same thing works at home, in home situations. The Lord is my helper. The same thing works in the hard times. It's just as real. It's just as real in the middle of a pandemic. That the Lord is my help. It's good news. That's good news. It's good news to know that today, on Sunday, my help cometh from the Lord. And on Monday, what happens? And what happens on Tuesday? And what happens when I'm at work? And what happens when I'm at school? What happens when I'm at home staring at a computer with virtual classroom for 4 hours? My help cometh from the Lord. And that's God's promise. That's God's promise to us today, to each and every one of us. And aren't you thankful? Aren't you thankful? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I am so thankful that we have this assurance from your word. Lord, your word assures us. Your word promises us that our help comes from the Lord and that we can depend on that help and we can be sure of that help and we can pray and say, God, I need your help. God, I'm not tall enough to reach that basket. God, would you pick me up? Would you hold me high so that I can put that ball in that basket? Lord, I thank you for this message this morning. I thank you for the truth and the assurance that you are with us at all times. And that truly, we can lift up our eyes. Get our eyes off of the world. Get our eyes off of this worldly stuff. Because, Lord, as long as we're looking at this worldly stuff, we're just going to worry. We're just going to be scared. We're not going to know what's coming down the road next. But, Lord, if we lift our eyes unto the hills from which cometh our help, God, we put our eyes on you, and we thank you that we can do that. Lord, as we come to this time of invitation, Father, I pray this morning that if there's anyone here that has a decision that they would like to make, Lord, maybe you've spoken to their heart this morning. And if they have a decision or anything that they would like to do this morning, Lord, give them the strength to come and just say, I believe God spoke to my heart this morning and I just want to be obedient. So Lord, this is your time. This is your invitation. I pray you'll take it and use it according to your will in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's stand together as we sing a song of invitation. And if God has spoken to your heart this morning, I encourage you to come as we stand and as we sing.